It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just...
We touched on something a few weeks ago. Just like you, Bruce, and I know we used to discuss this in times past, but there were a number of, shall we say, mean-spirited individuals around on this tour back then. I'm not talking about the superstars and the Nicholases and the Trevinos and the Arnold Palmers, but there were those who weren't very worldly. They essentially didn't travel, and they made our life difficult. I certainly went out of the way to make my life difficult. And I've played, you know, many times around when their conversation was never addressed to me. They would address me through the scorekeeper. Tell him to do this. Tell him to do that. It was brutal.
Yeah.
And actually, I put it in a book 20, 30 years ago, you know. And I had, you know, people react to it. Bob Golby was one of the main characters. He was, you know, I played with Bob, and he actually, to his credit, when he read that in the book I did, this is 30 years ago, he came up and shook my hand. He said, maybe we were a bit rough on you, you know. And Dave Hill stood up. When we split from the PGA in 1968, Dean Beaman had everybody in a big... He was sat next to me, Dave Hill. He stood up and he says, I don't think foreign players should be allowed to play in America. I mean, he actually said... And I said, sit down, you miserable sod. He came flat out and said it. I mean, but that's the way they felt. And... There were certainly none of that. However, that helped me toughen up. You know, it helped toughen me up because, you know, I get into this situation again, playing with Palmer and Don January that final day. You're not going to get through that unless you've got some mental fortitude. And those situations with those mean-spirited individuals actually helped me develop a rhino skin, if you like, you know, that every time I stood on a tee, I was in a mental, a tough mental place.
Just adding to what you just said there, Tony, we'll go back to you winning the U.S. Open. And after you'd won the U.S. Open, believe it or not, there were, at that time, 6 international or foreign players who were in the top 10 on the PGA Tour money list. And I was asked a question by a writer about the fact that we had so many foreign players on top of the money list. And I said to him, well, you know, it's only my opinion. I said, but if you took the top 10 foreign players today and the top 10 Americans and we played them anywhere but in the United States, there'd be a chance that we could beat them. And next week was Cleveland. Bruce Devlin won the tournament that week. But on the Wednesday, I was walking down the stairs at Aurora Country Club where the Cleveland Open was played, and I got grabbed by the top of the arm by Dan Sykes, and he said, hey, I want to talk to you. So, so we went up into the locker room, and I thought, well, you know, I guess what's going to happen now is we're going to get into a fight, but it didn't happen. But he said, you know, what's this opinion? You think you could beat the top 10 Americans? I said, look, all I can tell you is I see 6 of the top 10 players at the moment on the tour that are foreign players, so I rest my case.
Yeah, I mean, of course, they never would ever think that it was that much harder for us having to sort of leave our homelands. No. and and everything about our childhood and come to a new place. And so it's anyway, it's the way it was. And Dan Sykes was, I played with him in the last round at Durrell 1 year, and I was leading. And I'm teeing the ball up on that island green on the ninth, the water everywhere. Yeah. He said, I played with Tommy Aaron here last year. He was leading and went in the water.
He hit it in the water.
Double bogey for TJ. What a charming chap he was, that dancer. Then it
started to hook. We hope you've enjoyed this short track of For the Good of the Game. And please, wherever you listen to your podcast on Apple and Spotify, if you like what you hear, please subscribe, spread the word, and tell your friends. Until we tee it up again, for the good of the game, so long, everybody.
Whack down the fairway. It went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off nine. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle. Quiet.